And we're catching up with Bucks coach Dale Joseph. Not only Bucks coach, but coach of the month. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Todd. How are you, mate?
Yeah, doing well. Congratulations on that. It's got to speak volumes to the work you and everyone else has done to be, well, undefeated up till now.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I think you sort of said it there. Well, it's sort of what everyone else has done. We're a pretty big team as far as our coaching group goes, and you know, that's what the boys put on the court that gets the wins. So probably get a bit of credit for what they're all doing on the floor, mate. So really great to have that acknowledgement.
Yeah, it's really good. And I know it's something we probably haven't spoken about that much, but maybe just to dip a toe into the other coaches behind the scenes and what they've been focusing on.
Yeah, so we got Aaron Dukas, who's one of the assistant coaches, who's now, but I'll probably be a year or two out, but 16 or 17 years as an assistant coach with the club. So obviously brings a fair bit of experience to our group as well. And Mick Surtees, who's sort of helping out a little bit with the Division One team, plus sits on our bench as well and looks at a lot of the statistical side of the game for us and highlights a few issues that he sees on the stat sheet. We've also got Carter Cook, who's also an ex-player from the Buccaneers as well, who's doing some scouting and looking at opposition teams for us. And we've also got Lou Corsa, who's been cutting some video and looking at opposition teams as well for us and setting us up for the week. So, you know, it all adds up to, you know, the team being well prepared. And then, you know, we obviously come up with a game plan for our team using all those tools that we have. And then the guys have obviously got to go out on the floor and execute that.
Yeah, you mentioned it all adds up, and then all added up to a massive game Saturday night against the Cougars. What was it like for you?
Well, it was a bit of a challenge, and I'd probably take a little bit of responsibility for our start. We probably didn't handle some of our on-ball screening situations as well as we should have. We may have complicated that a little bit for us, so we went back to a few basics at halftime and obviously asked for a little bit more effort because we'd sort of dug a bit of a hole for ourselves. So you sort of need to dig our way out of that. So the boys came out with a great third quarter and, you know, got ourselves back within in range, you know, by three-quarter time. I think the scores might have even been even at three-quarter time and gave ourselves back a chance of winning the game. So really slow start for various reasons. And it was great to turn that around in the second half.
Yeah. What was the message going out ahead of overtime?
Well, we thought we had the momentum. Todd, they had a couple of guys already fouled out. I felt, you know, things were going our way a little bit, you know, as far as, you know, our offensive goes. And just we were probably running them into the ground a little bit, which we were trying to instill in our group, you know, get it and let's get it down there as quick as we can and try and catch them unawares and don't let them set in defense. So I think that worked for us well. To get ourselves back in the game. And then overtime, I thought we sort of had that momentum and continue running that sort of game plan.
Yeah, well, the crowd definitely loved it, that's for sure. But looking ahead to this weekend, going up against the Giants, another home game. I think they've only dropped one game. How are they looking at the moment?
They are looking very good, Todd. They have put together a pretty strong team. Very similar to us in some ways. They, had to recruit externally to get a bit of a squad together, and you know, they got five or six players there, I think, that are new to the league that I haven't seen much of other than some video footage. So they'll come as a bit unknown to us a little bit, but yeah, they'll be focused on, they've obviously recruited to win and be competitive and want to be around about at the end of the season, similar to us. So bit of country rivalry. I think it'll be a really tough game, both ends. And it should be a bit of a game that you don't really want to miss, I don't think.
Yeah.